Baylor soccer coach Paul Jobson. Hey, Paul, welcome, and how you doing today?
Doing great, J-Mo. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. You bet. Great to have you with us. And how about this change in the weather? Kind of gives everybody a little pep in their step, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'll take it. It's a little refreshing. And this time of year, we need some refreshment as we've endured the 100-plus degree weather for the last couple of months. So it's very welcome.
Y'all have
enjoy
endured.
Because it's probably going to disappear in the next couple of days.
That's true. Enjoy it right now, this moment, this morning, while we've got it, for sure.
Yeah.
You guys have endured it as much as anybody practicing through summer and then the start of the season in those 100-degree temps. Is there anything... do you see any difference really when there's a break in the weather with the team and, you know, just the way you perform?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of you said it a minute ago, it can give you a little pep in your step, a little bit of energy. I mean, I think, you know, day after day you step outside and it's 100 degrees, it can just drain you mentally. But I think, you know, you get into a routine of this is what you expect and that's what happens. But when you wake up in the morning and it's like this, I think it can kind of, like I said, it's a little refreshing, not just to your body, but to your mind, to know that you're not going to have to grind in that that heat, at least for a day.
All right, let's go back to Thursday. Win over West Virginia. Great win, 4-2 over the Mountaineers. Can I say you guys kind of have West Virginia's number, at least the last couple of years you do?
Well, I mean, yeah, we did a great job last year going up there on the road and squeaking out an overtime victory. And probably a game we may not have. I don't want to say we didn't deserve to win it, but it was a tight match that we stayed in it until we found a way to win. And I think the difference from there to this year was that we put together a dominating performance. And, in fact, one of their two goals, we actually scored an own goal playing what I thought was really good defense and just happened to score on ourselves. But a dominating performance that we definitely deserved the victory in that one.
And 4-2 was the win. No Big 12 school has scored as many as four goals against West Virginia since they've been in the league. So, I mean, you did something that really nobody else has done in conference.
Yeah, we were able to do that, and I think we're the only team that's beaten West Virginia twice since they've been in the Big 12. So a couple of things that, you know, that obviously this league is tough and anybody on any given day, and there have been a lot of close matches back to, I think, their first year in the league. They were here, and it ended up being a 4-3 shootout that they won here. So we've had some really tight matches through the years with them, and they're a great team. And, you know, we're glad they're in the league because I think they pushed the level a bit and they've made all of us better. But, you know, our progress through the years has also been, you know, somewhat credited to just the success of the league overall. So we're excited of our day-to-day gains that we're making right now.
Tell us about the game for Elizabeth Coyman, a hat trick against West Virginia. She only took three shots, and she only played 46 minutes. What a great game for her.
Yeah, you know, she was a girl that we really felt like coming in was going to be able to contribute. And, of course, you don't really know with your freshman how much, but she's really done a great job this year. Even before the goals that she scored against West Virginia, we felt like at some point they were going to start falling because she was just a dangerous kid on the left side for us, creating some great opportunities for us as a team and for herself. And, you know, she stayed with it and kept her mentality where it needed to be. And fortunately for her and for us that she just had a breakout night the other night against West Virginia, and excited that hopefully that continues to build her confidence and the team's confidence, because we were quite obviously struggling to score some goals in the games prior. So nice to have a young kid come in and step up in a huge way.
Coach, with no game on Sunday, how nice was that to get some time to recover before going on this week?
It was fantastic. You know, as we approached the season and kind of looked at that weekend, even with our ability to take those 10, 11 days early in the season, we looked down the road and saw this weekend as an opportunity to really recover, and took full advantage of that. You know, we had a recovery day on Friday, light training, and then gave them all of Saturday off except for, you know, treatments that they needed to do for injuries and whatnot. And then a Sunday afternoon practice to kind of get our legs back. And then Monday was a normal day off for them. So a couple extra days there where we didn't have to, you know, ramp up 6-7 miles of intensity on their legs was great heading into really the backstretch of the Big 12 season.
Boy, that's huge to get an extra full day off like you had on Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, really, not just physically, but mentally for these girls that, you know, they're grinding. They've had, you know, two straight weeks. People forget they had two straight weeks of tests, where I've got girls that had, you know, six tests in 2 weeks. So doing that and grinding at the highest level, you know, athletically too, can be not only taxing on their bodies, but on their minds. So having that extra day was really a great opportunity also for them to mentally kind of shut down for a little bit.
Paul Jobson is with us, Baylor soccer coach. One of the notes that Krista Pertl gives us, coach, is you've scored 19 goals this year, 19 total, and 15 have come in the second half or overtime. What is that?
Well, in some of the early games, it was not playing very well in the first half, to be quite honest with you. And I think we talked about that a few weeks ago, that we didn't feel like we were starting games very well. But I think here in the last couple games, we have started the first half of games better, maybe not getting goals in the back of the net. But some of that's contributed just to not starting games well. But I think we are now, and I think you know, if I had to choose, I would take the back half of a game over the beginning of a game. Knowing how to close out matches and finish games with wins is a tough thing to do. But I think now we've started to put the pieces together where, you know, we're able to put together a full 90 or more. But some of that was just not starting games very, very well.
Does it maybe also speak to your conditioning of your team that maybe, you know, as the game goes on, y'all are, you know, getting stronger as it continues?
Well, yeah, we've always been a team that, you know, that would pride ourselves with fitness. Also, the way that we play is high intensity, it's high pressure, so it does wear down our opponents as well. So that is part of it also.
Coach, with Dr. Livingstone getting her extension and Matt getting his extension, do you feel like the athletic department right now is as stable as it has been, and how do you see it going forward?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it before we got on the phone, actually. I was thinking about, J-Mo, what was it, 2012 was the year of the Bear?
Right,
2012.
Right.
I mean, how exciting of a year that was with the different sports having success. And, you know, I just look at this year and as it has started, just kind of the momentum that everybody has. And, I you know, I was going back and forth with Ryan the other day from volleyball. Just success, you know, continues to push success. And I think all of us together are sharpening each other. I know our athletes eat together. They live together. They, you know, they are also sharpening each other. So I think when one sport can kind of get off and get going, and it just kind of snowballs. And I think it's a community of success here at Baylor. And it's extremely exciting. It's the camaraderie of the coaches and the players. And, you know, we don't know what God has here at the end of all this, but we're going to enjoy the moments we have right now and use it as momentum to continue to guide us and push us in the right direction. But it's definitely an exciting time to be a Baylor Bear, no doubt.
All right, couple of road trips coming up this week. TCU in Fort Worth on Thursday, then headed to Oklahoma on Sunday.
Yeah, two tough places to play, to be quite honest. I mean, Fort Worth is always a tough place to get great crowds, and they're loud and exciting. But they've had some good results, so that'll be a tough match. And then turning around and heading up to Norman on Sunday, another tough place to play, a team that's turned things around this year already and having some good success. So the Big 12 is up in the air right now. I think after Thursday, we were in third place, and then we didn't play on the weekend. But after the Sunday games, we dropped to fifth, and we're 3 points out of first. So it's going to be a year like that where it's going to come down probably to the final weekend. And we've got to get some points on the road, but we got to take care of business at home as well.
And your RPI right now, KP says, is 41. Obviously, some opportunities, you know, to bump that up down the stretch.
Yeah, I think we're in a good place right now in the league that we're in to be in the 40s, you know, halfway through Big 12 play. You know, I think as a conference, we did a really good job before conference of scheduling tough games, but having some success. I think there are only two teams in our league right now that don't have winning records, but unfortunately, they're tough teams that we could lose to. So we took care of Kansas State, but we've got Iowa State still on the schedule, but we've got to take care of those teams. But I think, you know, at 41 right now, we're in a good place. But yeah, the wins will only continue to propel us a little bit further. But we're in a good place right now if we can just take care of ourselves.
All right, very good. Hey, appreciate the visit. Thanks. I'll see you out there this evening for the first kick, the Little Bears this evening.
You bet.
That'll be fun.
On the back side of that as well. It's been a ton of fun with everybody out there. So looking forward to getting through that these next couple of weeks and then getting it going again in the spring will be a lot of fun.
Good. Appreciate y'all doing that. Hey, we'll see you this evening. Thanks, Paul.
We'll see you, J-Mo. Thanks
All right.
a lot, guys.
Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach.